The decision has been made, with our leadership council as well as with the High Council and with my staff. Billy, and? Quetzal, too. The decision is positive, even with the leaders from the Dull Universe. Billy, and, what conditions were established? Quetzal, 3. The conditions cannot be spoken of because through your idea, it has so turned out that the original state between you and us shall be restored, which prevailed during our initial contacts, whereby we also retain the variety of assistance toward you, including the impulses. 4. But what was withdrawn again via penalties, this cannot be returned again. Billy, logically, that is clear to me. Quetzal, 5. The ordinal rules made by you and the house rules, as well as the statutes and regulations, have become a further component of the group, and these have also proven themselves. 6. So these must continue to persist in their entirety, and they must also be observed, if only in the interest of the group, its permanence and mission fulfillment. 7. However, if it should arise that despite this great revolution and reform, the old ways persist, thus further violations and abuses continue to occur, then it means for you that we, as well as the new contact powers, will break off relations with you immediately and will never be willing to take these up again. Billy, and, would more penalties also be issued? Quetzal, 8. No, not in any way, for then, we would leave you and the Earth people to their self-induced fate, without any assistance in relation to instruction, knowledge, and consciousness evolution, etc. 9. The contacts would just finally stop, but you would be left with everything that you have already received from us, except the helpful impulses, which we would also have to withdraw. Billy, and that is final? Quetzal, 10. That is correct, provided that all group members agree with it. 11. They are truly involved in unfamiliar events and in this innovation and change, which is why they should decide on what the future should be, for them as well as for all of Earth humanity, for whom they bear all responsibility for delivering the teachings, no matter what happens, and this decision must be made this week because if the group should decide in a positive fashion, then during this week, you still have to appear before the High Council and before the great meeting of our Leadership Council, in order to justify yourself and answer questions. 12. In addition, with a positive decision of the group, it will be such that still within the course of this week, the new contacting powers will take up communications with you, and it is now certain that only the first contacts will be of a physical nature, after which only telepathic forms will then find further use. 13. This should prevent something similar from happening as it happened with us, namely that we became too connected to the group members, which did not produce good results. 14. By pure telepathic contacts, the necessary distance is preserved, so such events cannot happen at other times. 15. But this means for us that during the continuing and finishing of our contacts with you, we will more and more dissociate ourselves from the group until the year 1986, which is why we will only have to speak of mission-related concerns, etc. of yours. Billy, that was also the sense of my own words from yesterday. Quetzal, 16. That is correct, and we will hold ourselves to this exactly. Billy, I also expect nothing more. Quetzal, 17. Good. Then you will have to ensure that this change is discussed most urgently by this week in a meeting of all group members and that a decision is made. 18. However, you can do without a decision from Margaret Rose because her stupefying gossip, which has already given occasion to resentment and defamation, testifies to us that she hasn't reached an understanding of this kind and, consequently, cannot grasp the significance of everything. 19. Also with Sissy, something similar must be feared, which is why concerning her, the present group members of the center should make a decision as to whether she should be incorporated into this decision. 20. And with that, I have said everything that had to be said for now. 21. Now, we await the decision of the entire group. 22. Until we meet again. Billy, and what about Elizabeth? She lives so far away. Couldn't one receive her answer over the phone? Quetzal, 23. If that should be the best option for her, then act accordingly. 24. But now, until we meet again. Billy, bye, my friend, and damn it, I thank you. Quetzal, 25. Thanks are not necessarily from your side, quite the contrary, 26. We have to be grateful to you because you gave us a solution that can truly solve all problems under certain conditions. 27. And it is a solution that is not just admirably good, but one which we ourselves could have come to if we... Billy, leave it. In any case, nothing reasonable will come out of it. Go already, bye. Quetzal, 28. Until we meet again, and I should still give you all love from our Council of Spirit Leaders, from the High Council, from Sam Jason, all others. Billy, at least 30,000 greetings, thanks, and bye now. Quetzal, 29. Then, until we meet again. Billy, yes, go away at last, you gigantic dwarf. 187th Contact Saturday, May 14, 1983, 7 p.m., Quetzal, 1. Today, it should only be a short visit, in order to tell you that everything will still continue for several more days before the new contacts can take place. 2. The people who are responsible for this, particularly Silarfa, need some more time for preparation, which might take 10 to 15 days to complete. 3. Furthermore, it has been found that Silarfa is still burdened so much with her other and very important tasks, such that she might only lead these to an end, which means that a delegate will have to take over the new task for her for the duration of the time that is still officially running until the beginning of the regular contacts in the year 1986. Billy, this wouldn't be further bad. It's just important that a new beginning can be found and can also take place. Quetzal, 4. That is correct. 5. Nevertheless, with the whole new business, you must ensure, and I must expressly suggest this to you, that the consequence of these contacts would take place within the framework and become as it already was in old times. 6. As you know, Sfith, like Asket, already gave you the condition that you must be committed to the mission with all strength, which you have also always done. 7. In addition, it was also demanded of you that you should never commit even a single offense against the adopted rules and regulations, otherwise, the contacts would be immediately terminated. 8. For 2 periods of 11 years, once with Sfith and once with Asket, you fully complied with this order. And there has never even been the smallest or least occasion for us to have to consider a reproach or even worse, despite the fact that you were still in your infancy at that time and, after that, in your half-grown age. 9. This is another reason for us not to understand and not to be able to understand the wrong actions of the Earth people, who are much older than you were then, who commit offenses and breaches, nevertheless. 10. Surely, it should rather be that these much older Earth citizens should be more dutiful than you could be during your infancy, to whom you never gave, at that time, even the slightest or smallest occasion for reproach. 11. A fact that is very unfortunate to mention and which will now be decisive in the future with regard to the welfare or well of the mission and the continued existence of the group, in the duty-fulfilling sense. 12. As seriously and strictly as Talgda fulfills her duty and very watchfully and properly handles everything, which will be experienced by the group members in the meantime, our allies from the Dull Universe, however, will be event stricter and more accurate, which is well known to you. 13. Their sense lies and is only focused on absolute accuracy and absolute fulfillment of all duties, as well as the full bearing of the major responsibility of every single group member, without the appearing of any offenses against the established rules, regulations, and statutes, etc. 14. A single violation of an individual group member will automatically have the consequence that all contacts, including ours, will finally be discontinued and never be resumed. 15. The reason is that in this and our joint mission to be fulfilled, neither misunderstandings nor errors, improprieties, violations of regulations, laws, and commandments, nor violations of rules, etc. can still lead to success, but rather only the absolute fulfillment of all of that which brings success. 16. But this implies a true adulthood of the group members, linked with the acquisition of one's duty to the full extent and also the recognition of duty and devotion to duty, down to the last detail. 17. The intention of this is that, consequently, every single group member, in every respect, will embody a full-fledged elite member, who is no longer capable of offenses. 18. And in this connection, you were already capable as a boy, so this should be child's play for all older people, for all Earth people who are older than you were then, who are also more strongly and decisively pronounced in their knowledge and understanding, as well as in their reason, than what could be the case with you during your infancy at that time. Billy, that may very well correspond to the truth, but you couldn't even talk with people again, in order, perhaps, to bargain for a chance. You know, even this conversion, in my view, will bring no great change in the thoughts and aspirations of those who are pleased to commit offenses. I think that it would only be fair from this, and after all that has been, if one would grant them a sevenfold chance. Quetzal, 19. Your request demands honor for you and testifies of your deep sense of duty to the mission and its fulfillment. 20. But in my view, the fulfillment of your request would only induce them to continue further in their old ways, with the rather childish talk that they, the group members, are only Earth people and, therefore, are not fully accountable, and they could also never compete with you because you stand high above them in knowledge, ability, and understanding. 21. Unfortunately, the stupidity and rather primitive thinking still prevail in relation to this, namely that they, the group members, being Earth people, are likely to commit offenses of all kinds due to their inadequacy. Billy, I still think that a sevenfold chance should be given because after all that has happened, it is inevitable that offenses will appear in the form of transitional breaches. Quetzal, 22. Your logic is simply stunning, and so, I will probably have to strive to do a few things in this direction. 23. Your argument of this form can hardly fall on deaf ears. 24. I will do my best. Billy, thanks, dear brother, thanks. Quetzal, 25. The thanks should be from the side of the Earth people, not from you, but also the honest word should belong to them, that finally, the duty will be grasped and be fulfilled, down to the last detail, whereby a possibly granted sevenfold chance will only remain as a precautionary measure and protection, which won't have to be used. 26. But either way, I will do my absolute best. Billy, thanks. Quetzal, 27. Leave that now, the thanks are not due to me from you. 28. What must now be briefly mentioned is the need for the new contacts to be established first, only after which will the concerns with the High Council and our spirit leadership on error then be regulated, before whom you should choose to appear. 29. Thus, everything may still take a while. Billy, that's also all right with me because I presently have a lot of outside work to do. Quetzal, 30. That is known to me, but now, I have to pursue my other tasks again. 31. Farewell, my friend. Billy, bye, and many thanks, as well as loving greetings to all. 188th Contact Wednesday, June 1, 1983, 9 p.m, Quetzal, 1. Unfortunately, I only come to you briefly, in order to tell you that everything will still take some more time than what was planned. 2. The new contact powers first want to analyze every single group member thoroughly, before they decide on the final adoption of their task. 3. Since they've been here, they've been carefully observing everything in the center 24 hours a day and have found a lot of inconsistencies that cause them much concern. 4. For this reason, It is necessary that on next Saturday, all group members are to be present at your monthly meeting, for they are to be closely monitored and analyzed, without exception, by the new liaison powers. 5. At most, an absence due to actual health inability could be considered. 6. Furthermore, I have to advise you on behalf of us to intervene thoroughly in every relation in the future if offenses against the rules and statutes, etc. are committed by the group members. 7. You are to punish gross violations with the immediate effect that an exclusion from the core group for the fallible member takes place, without any consideration being given to who it is or who will be affected by it. 8. This is the advice from the High Council, according to which you should act. 9. The full responsibility of the actual implementation of such necessities should lie with you alone, whereby a vote of the entire group or the group board of directors is unnecessary because there is always the danger of sentimentalism and, consequently, wrong decisions, if a word is to be spoken over such important matters and decisions. 10. This means that for the time being, the advice of the High Council is to be followed, which in any case, also has the last word, as the statutes say. 11. Next, I have to tell you that now, despite everything, a penalty remains in force, as it was recommended by the advice of the High Council, which is that for 7 successive incarnations, no contacts will take place with the group community, so these lives to be experienced would be among other people and other conditions, if an exclusion from the group must occur due to malicious offenses or if a group member excludes himself or allows himself to be excluded through betrayal and mission destructive acts and, thus, through his own initiative in this respect. 12. Sentences 12 to 16, purely internal affairs. Billy, a damn hard thing, but whoever does not want to hear, must feel. Just as it says in an old word. Quetzal, 17. That is correct, but listen further, 18. Already, there has been bad neglect again with respect to the meditation. 19. With all sorts of excuses, various group members try to keep themselves away from it once more. 20. This can no longer continue in such a way, for the progress already leaves much to be desired again. 21. Thus, you should make sure that no exceptions will be made anymore, not even when it comes to important works, which is why you've encountered losses 3 times. 22. Usually, such could take place within the framework of the cycle to be kept, but with these group members, it isn't possible because they immediately make themselves exceptions to the rule, apart from a few responsible ones. 23. So in this respect, you can make no comparisons to and with your own awareness of devotion to duty. Billy, thus, I will be concerned with it. Quetzal, 24. Good. Then I have said everything for today, if you don't have another question. Billy, I have, what we discussed 2 months ago, regarding the impulses for our assistance, since we simply do not get ahead financially again and need a lot of materials for construction and work, couldn't you continue these impulses a little longer? We still need your help in this respect. Quetzal, 25. I can probably take responsibility for that. But at some point, I will have to make restrictions again. Billy, thanks, my friend, then that's it already. Quetzal, 26. Until we meet again. Billy, bye, and dear thanks as well as loving greetings to all. 189th Contact Thursday, June 9th, 1983, 2:09 p.m. Billy, you're good, my friend, if someone would have seen you now? Quetzal, 1. You conversed with your wife at the house seat. 2. Several times, I called you telepathically, but you did not hear my call because you concentrated very intensively on your conversation. 3. So I had no other choice but to go to the corner of the house in front of Eva's bedroom in order to call you audibly from there. 4. At the same time, it wasn't any different than that my voice was also heard by your wife. But this certainly shouldn't be of any harm. 5. For my part, No one could see me because I was not visible to Earth human eyes due to my protective equipment. Billy, then it must be rather important for you to call me and receive me even in this way, such that not only I hear your voice. Quetzal, 6. That is correct because I have to inform you that the new contact powers still need a few more days to evaluate their recordings, which they made of the individual group members during your meeting on last Saturday. 7. Things do not look very good because the already evaluated analyses of some group members have triggered horrors in the new contact powers, and terrors still arise within them. 8. It's already been mentioned that they want to reject their task before they have even properly accepted it. 9. Thus, it may very well be that the new contacts will not come about because different analyses speak to the contrary. Billy, that cannot be true, nevertheless. Quetzal, 10. However, this is so, and the final decision will be made around the coming weekend. 11. It may very well be that the powers from the dull universe will withdraw again. 12. However, this will only prove itself when all the analyses are evaluated. 13. But prepare yourself for the fact that a refusal might be the result. 14. That was the important matter that I urgently had to report to you. 15. And now, until we meet again, my friend. Billy, bye. And tell the people that whatever their decision will be, I will accept it and will make them no secret of that because even I could perfectly understand a refusal. Quetzal, 16. They already know, but anyways, I will deliver your words to them. 17. Until we meet again. Billy, until we meet again, and also very loving greetings to the dull friends. 190th Contact, Friday, July 1, 1983, 2:16 p.m., Quetzal, 1. Unfortunately, it took a lot longer until my next visit than I had foreseen. 2. In accordance with your request, I thoroughly dealt with the powers from the dull universe and explained your arguments to them. 3. This has led, in the long interim, to the fact that they are positively committed to your request and have analytically worked everything out again, down to the smallest details. 4. The discovered results actually correspond to your data, observations, and conjectures, which has now led the new powers to take over their work, nevertheless, and to exert themselves decisively for all necessary interests. 5. On the 12th of June, right after your conversation with me, Billy, of which, unfortunately, we have no contact report because you didn't transmit this to me. Quetzal, 6. In addition, neither time nor necessity was available for this. 7. It's just important that our conversation took place and that you could propose basic arguments, which I then relayed and which led to success. 8. On the other hand, it also isn't necessary that we keep in writing every word that is spoken to one another. 9. In any case, on the 12th of June, right after your conversation with me, I went before the High Council, to whom I submitted everything. 10. Your logical arguments were so persuasive to it that it immediately ordered the responsible powers of the dull universe to itself, after which a re-examination of everything and also those facts arose, which you demanded. 11. And the result of that was this. 12. The new powers now actually accept the responsibility of their duty. 13. Thus, the new contacts begin from now on, and you will be pleased to hear that primarily, ask it will be the liaison person to you. Billy, ah, that is nice, and when will she be here? Quetzal, 14. All of the dull powers are already here and are preparing everything, in order to take over their task completely. 15. But ask it will first arrive here next week, after which she will then visit you immediately and without delay. 16. I wanted to report this to you, and only for this brief message have I come here today. Billy, thanks, my friend. You are really a friend, and more than just that. Quetzal, 17. We are all pleased, but now, until we meet again, until next week, and I am to give you the best regards from all, and also their gratitude, for they are all, including myself, in your debt. 18. Without your so logical and far-reaching arguments, no more success would have been granted to our mission. 19. The final departure of the dull powers would have meant our discontinuance and the failure of all efforts, hardships, and the whole mission. 20. My thanks to you for what you have done. Billy, the thanks are due to you, my son, you alone, for it was you who hurried to the High Council and who presented my arguments and who hauled these to success. I have you to thank, my friend, and you deserve all our thanks. Quetzal, 21. That is not correct, because if you wouldn't have proposed your logical arguments to me and wouldn't have had me report these to the responsible persons. Billy, bye, my son. Take off, at last, and all my thanks to you and all others. Quetzal, 22. It. Until we meet again, you who are also a true friend and brother to me. Explanation: on Friday, the 9th of November, 1984, ASCIT established personal contact with Billy, which was maintained in an unofficial manner until Saturday, the 23rd of September, 1989, and which was connected to various interests that were neither intended for the group members of Figure nor for the public. During the contact time, even the core group members could not be informed about these unofficial meetings, which took place once a month during the entire contact time. The reason for this lay in the outside impulse assistance given to the core group members by ASCIT and some of her female staff, in order to promote the stabilization of the personal concerns linked with the character and personalities of the core group members. At the same time, however, the unconscious and subconscious cooperation of each and every member was of importance, because everything took place and was carried out in complete informality. Then, in September of 1989, the intended workload was reached, but unfortunately, it had also arisen with complete certainty that Billy's wife had deliberately struggled against each outside assistance and aspired to no change in her character or in her personality and, consequently, also did not admit the helpful impulses of ASCIT and her assistants. Then, as everyone knows, this led in 1997 to her exclusion by compulsion from Figu, as well as to marriage separation. As a result of the impulse assistance from ASCIT and her three female assistants, Shukana, equals the thoughtful one, Toshima, equals the direct one, and Takara, equals the lenient one, there arose a general change in the behavior of the core group members, as well as in the attitude and character values according to consciousness, which led both to a more peaceful coexistence as well as to the general prosperity of mission readiness. Billy became single through the whole change, also through a large quantity of daily medication, many worries, much annoyance, as well as grief and nervous stress, which contributed to the overall great improvement in his health. To be sure, a discontinuance of the many daily medicines was no longer possible. Through the improving of his health by the medicines and through the many things burdening him by certain querulous core group members, he could increasingly devote his attention to the real task of his mission. Consequently, all works that he wasn't able to master until then, due to the continuous quarreling of certain group members, were completed by him. Ultimately, much more extensive work developed through this over the next few years, which went much further than what he would have and should have done. January 17, 2004, Floina, 191st contact, Friday, February 3, 1984, 8:54 p.m. Billy, really, it gives me great pleasure to see you once again. Be welcome in my modest abode. Sam Jace, 1. Be greeted, dear friend. 2. I am also delighted to see you again. 3. It's been so long since the last time we talked with one another. 4. But today, I did not want to neglect to visit you briefly, as we've always done on this day. 5. It's just that today, unfortunately, you are clouded in your joy because your youngest brother has now been buried. Billy, that's true, unfortunately. But on the other hand, This fatal accident may also have its good side. When I consider that my brother only had terrible pain and that it would have been much worse for him if his parents had died before him, which will now also soon be the case.